Watching events for us in Philadelphia is James Kumarasamy.
Yes, Judith, thanks very much. Well, after Donald Trump's speech, we went through some of the claims he made, and we fact-checked them with the factcheck.org organization. It's a non-partisan organization that does what it says on the tin, really, looks at political claims, and we're joined by Eugene Keeley from that organization to do something similar to the speech we just heard from Hillary Clinton. Welcome to the BBC World Service, Eugene, to Newsday. What about the accusations that she made against Donald Trump? There were quite a few in the speech. I mean, what is the truth behind them?
Well, one of the things that she had said, and some of the speakers have said this during the convention as well, that they're focusing on this quote that Trump had made during his acceptance speech where he said, "I alone can fix it." And the Democrats have taken that out of context. Clinton took it out of context tonight. He wasn't saying that he alone is going to fix all the problems in the United States. What he was saying specifically in that case was that he, of all the candidates in the race, is the only one who can fix the fixed system in the United States.
Because he knows it better. That was his argument, wasn't it?
That was his argument, yes. But so it's being taken out of context.
Right. I mean, anything that Elsa didn't ring true?
Well, we're looking at several things. At this point, what happens is we pick out some statements that were made and start to ask the campaign about them. For example, one thing that I'm asking the campaign about is she had said that they're making the biggest job investment since World War II. And she does have a five-year, $275 billion infrastructure plan that she has proposed. However, President Obama had an $800 billion stimulus package that he passed when he first became president. So that on its face would be larger. Now I'm waiting for a response from the Clinton campaign on that.
It seemed to me there weren't huge numbers of facts, though, actually, in this speech. Perhaps fewer than there were in Donald Trump's.
Yes, a lot fewer facts. There were a lot of vague language, there was slogans, there was a lot of biography, which makes it hard for a fact checker, but that's to be expected in a speech like this.
What about in the wider campaign? Is there an issue with truth and facts that is different to previous campaigns?
This has been a very challenging campaign for fact checkers, for sure. You had Donald Trump, who has never run for office before, speaks off the top of his head, makes a lot of frankly, wild accusations, and he's kept us busy. Just yesterday at his press conference, he went on for an hour, and we had, five or six items that we wrote about, and there could have probably been more. So there's that, and also Hillary Clinton's been around for decades, so she's got a very long history, and a lot of issues have come up around her with emails and Benghazi and all that. So there's been a lot to fact check in this campaign.
I mean, let's just go. We've just had that first tweet, presumably of many, from Donald Trump. Just remind us, he says, Hillary's refusal to mention radical Islam as she pushes a 550% increase in refugees is more proof that she is unfit to lead the country. Just remind us what are the facts are behind that particular claim.
Well, the percentage is accurate, although we're starting at a very small base. What he's referring to is that President Obama had approved accepting 10,000 Syrian refugees in the current fiscal year, and she thought that he should have accepted 65,000. So that's a 550% increase. The number sounds a lot more dramatic when you use it in percentages.
Okay, Eugene, thanks very much. That's Eugene Keeley from factcheck.org, going through the facts such as they were in Hillary Clinton's speech. So there we have it, both conventions over. The war of words will continue on Twitter and elsewhere. I think, as we mentioned earlier on, Hillary Clinton made a point about Donald Trump's propensity for tweeting. She said he was someone you can bait with a tweet, and said that was one of the many reasons, as she put it, why he was unfit for the highest office.
Yes, and Jamie, during her speech, contrary to what she did when he was speaking last week, she was constantly tweeting after every single fact. He, meanwhile, stayed silent. Now, though, in the past few minutes, he's been tweeting rapidly. this is one in the past 3 minutes. He says Hillary's vision is a borderless world where working people have no power, no jobs, and no safety. Because she made quite a bit, didn't she, in her speech about opening up the borders and the fact that there should be a movement of people, but also partnership with other nations through trade and trade partnerships.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, no, I mean, there's a stream coming now. Hillary will never reform Wall Street. She is owned by Wall Street! Exclamation mark. Our way of life is under threat by radical Islam. Again, that seems to be a message that he is pressing. It's been one that he's been pressing over the last few days, suggesting that there hasn't been a degree of seriousness here at the Democratic Convention about the threats facing the United States. I mean, again, you know, the Democrats will counter that this is once again Donald Trump giving a dark vision of the world, not giving the optimism. So, you know, we really are seeing what the choice is for the American public here. These two parties over the course of the last 2 weeks have put out two very different visions of the world as they see it. This will continue on Twitter and on the campaign trail for the next few months. But I think Americans now know what sort of choice they have. You're listening to Newsday.